The corona pandemic has had an impact on everyone in some shape or form. For instance, many people complain about increasing amounts of mental health issues connected to the lockdown. Not being able to regularly meet your loved ones for several weeks and sometimes months takes its toll. But science shows there are different techniques that help with finding your happiness again, even during the most demanding times. We, a group of four university students, decided to try out a select few of those techniques and test whether they in fact can be helpful for increasing personal happiness. For this small experiment, we asked friends and family members to follow one of three different practices which each tackle happiness or stress relief from varying angles. In this podcast, we will gather the experiences we had and discuss our results compared to the asserted effect it was claimed to have. First up, there is mindful breathing. During the lockdown, it has been difficult to break out of our daily life and remind ourselves to live in the here and now. With less things to do, no friends to really meet, and virtually most of our academic and work life happening in front of the same computer monitor every day, we are prone to fall into a repeating routine. That can lead to feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Taking a few minutes per day to completely pay attention to your feelings, sensations, and thoughts by concentrating fully on breathing may help with stress relief and concentration. This constant cultivation of mindfulness can reduce anxiety and stress, studies have found. Next up, we have the savoring walk. One central part of long-term happiness is savoring the positive events which occur in everyday life. In today's society, it is easy to forget what is happening right around us while we are already thinking about the next obligation we have to follow, email we have to write, or work we have to do. At the same time, there are countless opportunities to practice recognizing small things which give us happiness. Taking the time to go out every day for 20 minutes and really be aware of and acknowledge every positive event or thing you encounter helps with not taking for granted what brings happiness to our life. Lastly, there is the practice of giving things up. This technique is firmly connected to the before-mentioned idea of getting used to pleasures and taking them for granted, reducing their positive effects on us in the long run. By deliberately giving up on enjoyable activities, like eating chocolate, watching your favorite TV show, or playing a game for a certain amount of time, we get reminded how happy these things are capable of making us. Awareness of pleasurable activities can increase their effect on our happiness, scientists claim. And the sensations of indulging ourselves again may even be stronger than before.
The first technique is called mindful breathing. During the lockdown, many struggle with negative thoughts and have lots of worries about what could happen in the future. Is there no end to the lockdown? What should I do now? So, take a few minutes per day to pay attention on how you are feeling, what are your thoughts, and what are your sensations. The idea is that you focus a few minutes only on your thoughts and feelings and concentrate on breathing. This could help you to relieve the stress you had the whole time or maybe after a very hard day. It is like meditation, which helps us to calm and get a so-called clear head so that we can concentrate maybe on the positive things in life and do not think about the negative things during the stressful period. This is why mindful breathing is a good opportunity to calm down and concentrate on the good things instead of thinking negatively. Especially nowadays, people tend to think negative and panic a lot. But a few minutes of paying attention to your thoughts and concentrate on breathing help to relieve such negative energy and get more relaxed. This technique is not only helpful during the pandemic, but also for the future maybe. Whenever you will have a stressful day, you can sit down and focus on your thoughts and breathing. So you are doing some kind of meditation that will calm you down. Due to the current situation, I would recommend doing this technique whenever you need to relieve stress, sort your thoughts, or struggle with problems you need to sort.
The next technique is called savoring a walk, and you need 20 minutes daily for at least a week to try it out. The idea is to take a walk outside by yourself and to actually focus on the surroundings, like sights, smells, or different sounds. In times of the pandemic, and especially during lockdown, there are little to no reasons to get out of the house on a regular basis, as many people work from home and university courses only take place online. This can affect the mental health immensely, because the day only consists of staring at a screen and getting work done at home. Furthermore, we are often in a rush or busy checking our phones, which results in mental stress and the loss of positive experiences. For me, it is always a positive thing to take a walk on my own or with my boyfriend, to just focus on nature and to get rid of the stressful events of the day. Walking through a park and being aware of the surroundings helps me to calm down from an eventful day and to clear my head from my many thoughts. I also asked my brother, who tends to take a walk nearly every day for named reasons, to share his opinion whether it works or not. He emphasized that focusing on everything that you might hear or see outside really helps with clearing the head of negative thoughts and to focus on something positive, such as a beautiful sky or birds chirping. This technique works so well because taking the time to savor little things boosts the feeling of gratitude and general appreciation. Taking a savoring walk can help to build lasting happiness, and it's a great technique to integrate into your everyday life, as it only takes 20 minutes daily. To achieve best results, it is recommended to walk a different route each day in order to not get accustomed to specific things and to see new positive things every day.
The last technique for happiness is called give it up. Choose something that you enjoy doing on a regular basis and try to give it up for a week. This could be a particular food or drink that you enjoy, or an activity like watching TV. During the lockdown, clothing stores were closed and it was only possible to order clothes online. Since I'm not a big fan of ordering clothes online, this was not an option for me. Being able to shop again at a store after 4 months did indeed make me happier than it used before. However, I also noticed that I no longer needed the things that I wanted to buy and realized that I already had enough clothes and I should rather wear those. Once the shops opened again, I started to question myself if I wanted a particular item just because I found it cute or if I really needed it. Another example for giving up something I enjoy was related to food. After fasting for a few weeks and not being able to eat or drink during the day, I could tell that I appreciated food and water a lot more during and after fasting. But I was also grateful for the fact that I had a great variety of food and drinks to choose from. The last example is an Ayurvedic diet that my mother has done. She started drinking only liquids like still water and vegetables smoothie and continued eating basically a vegan diet but without consuming any sugar or carbohydrates, and herbs were the only seasonings she could have. After doing this selective diet for a week, she was able to gradually start drinking and eating other light food and drinks as the body needed to adjust again. Since she was able to take only a small variety of drinks and no solid food in the first week, being able to enjoy more different drinks and solids eventually brought a completely new appreciation of those. We tend to get used to the things that bring us pleasure as we eventually take these for granted and no longer enjoy them the way we once did. However, giving up of pleasure temporarily can help us appreciate and enjoy those activity or items, including food, again, once we can resume it. Such an ability to savor the small pleasures in life is a key to happiness.
Finding ways to stay present and happy when the circumstances worsen becomes increasingly important. The pandemic has left many people struggling in their lives. But while the whole world is fighting for things to get back to normal, in the meantime we can turn to science for advice on happiness. We can conclude that happiness, at least to some degree, lies in our own hands, be it to stay in the moment and be mindful, or raise awareness of all the beautiful and positive things around us, or to remind ourselves how many of our daily activities actually make us happy, or maybe even one of the many other techniques. It may take some work, but the effects will surprise you.